Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Another week, fall camp still going. This is the last week until we will have football every weekend until February, which means recruiting is always going to be there. It never sleeps. It never stops. It is always going to be in the middle, if not the forefront, of college football. Welcome into the show this Monday, August 12th, a show brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. Check them out, collegecornerstore.com. or any of their three locations in Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. All right, let's get into some recruiting topics that are on the Ole Miss docket right now. On Monday, On Three's very own Steve Wiltfong and Chad Simmons both are talking about Ole Miss running back target Shekai Mills-Knight. No specific commitment date has been set, but everything is trending Ole Miss's direction right now. Both Wiltfong and Simmons have put in recruiting prediction machine picks for Mills-Knight. They joined me. I put one in last month as well. Everything has been trending Ole Miss's way throughout this recruitment. From the jump, Ole Miss running backs coach Kevin Smith extends the offer. I believe it was the first Power 4 offer for Shekai Mills-Knight. Talked to him right after he got the offer. I mean, just the buzz was all Ole Miss from the start. He said he grew up cheering for Ole Miss. He said that he was a huge fan of everything Ole Miss has to offer, from the scheme, what running backs do in it, and just his relationship with Smith and Ole Miss staffer Enrique Davis. He has a ton of respect for Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. and what they do offensively, but I think more so just the relationship building. We talk all the time about in this NIL era, how sometimes old school traditional recruiting pitches are still relevant. And this is kind of one of those cases where, sure, there could be some NIL conversations, and not just with Mills-Knight, but with everyone. But at the end of the day, things always kind of revert back to the old ways where it's, you know, relationship driven. You know, who's the position coach? Who will I be playing for? Who will be coaching me when I go to college for the next 3 to 4 years? And Shekai Mills-Knight has never strayed from the relationships that he has with the Ole Miss staff and how much he cherishes those. I spoke with him at Juice Fest at the end of July and just lit up every time he spoke about Ole Miss. He didn't really mention anyone else in terms of who else is coming after him. The buzz that I, Chad Simmons, and Steve Wiltfong are getting is it's all Auburn. That's pretty much it. You had Alabama in the picture at one point. Tennessee was thought to be a big player early on, being in Chattanooga, close to Knoxville. But right now it seems like it's heavy Ole Miss, and then Auburn is preparing to line up and take a shot at the goal line here as time is winding down on the clock. So I like Ole Miss. My pick has been in. I actually upped my confidence level to 80% after talking with some folks and talking with Shekhi and getting his thoughts on the program. And it just seems like this is where this recruitment is headed. You look at what right now is on the Ole Miss roster heading into this season. Every single contributing member of that running back room, all seniors. You've got Henry Parrish Jr., senior. Logan Diggs, senior. Ulysses Bentley IV, senior. Dominic Thomas, senior. And then Rashad Amos, senior. Matt Jones is a junior. We all know about A.K. Deer. Decommitted at the end of June. One of the, I believe it was four that happened all at once. Everybody was wondering what was going on. Everybody was worried about the state of this 2025 class. After the dust settled, Ole Miss regained commitments from two of the four. Jerome Miles has since moved on. He's added some big-time offers. He told me, at least back in July, early July, when I asked him, he said he was no longer considering Ole Miss. Obviously, things can change. As he said at the top of the show, recruiting never stops. So could still be the case. Maybe Ole Miss circles back, or maybe he circles back, but probably not likely there. I think he's moved on. A.K. Deer, as we're about to get into, still undecided. Many thought when he pulled the rug out from Ole Miss, everybody thought it was all Crimson Tide. It was just inevitable. He was going to announce for Alabama. He has yet to do that. I'm of the opinion, I think the longer that he is undecided, the better it is for Ole Miss. I think that shows that he is truly mulling the decision over. I think that he is, this is my opinion, just from talking with people and kind of where I was leaning already, I think he's struggling with the decision. I think he likes both schools. I think he likes Alabama. He grew up, you know, in the midst of the Nick Saban era. I mean, all he knows is Alabama winning national titles. Alabama running backs winning the Heisman. Alabama running backs getting drafted. That's all he knows. So there's an affinity there for the Alabama program. Even though Nick Saban is not there anymore, Kalen DeBoer and that staff have done a remarkable job. Robert Gillespie's done a nice job. He's a great recruiter. He has a great relationship with A.K. Deer. But hometown, he likes the idea of staying in state, playing at Ole Miss. That was kind of the whole pitch and the reason behind the commitment early on. He said he wanted to stay in, you know, his home state. He wanted to play for Ole Miss. And going back to the Shekhi Mills Knight recruitment, I think this is where relationships matter. Ole Miss has been recruiting A.K. Deer since he was a freshman. They have been in the lead, if not just the top group, the forefront of his recruitment his entire high school career. I know that Alabama, again, is one of the schools that he always looked up to, he respected, he liked, he thought that, hey, I could see myself playing for Alabama one day. That would be, honestly, with what the Alabama program has become under Nick Saban and now with DeBoer taking over, it's hard to argue. It's the premier program in the SEC next to Georgia, and it is, you know, arguably one of the premier programs in the country. Regardless of if Saban's gone, we'll see how things go with DeBoer. I anticipate DeBoer is going to continue to win because that's all he ever does. But with A.K. Deer, look, he's normally a soft-spoken kid. He doesn't say a lot. But right now, I think the actions are speaking pretty loud, where he hasn't committed anywhere. Now, maybe he commits while I'm doing this show. Maybe he commits tomorrow. Maybe he commits Friday. Maybe he commits next week. I don't know. Regardless if he does, Ole Miss will be in it until the very end. I can promise you that. Ole Miss will continue to recruit A.K. Deer. They believe in him. They believe in his skill set. I know that everybody at On3 certainly does. He's a top 40 prospect in the On300. elite measurables, elite speed. I've talked with several scouts, whether it be at Under Armour camps or just in and around the state of Mississippi, in and around just the recruiting industry in general. People believe that he has the total package. I mean, he has the credentials to be one of, if not the top running back prospect in the 2025 class. Ole Miss certainly believes in him. I think that they're going to continue to go after him until signing day, whether he's undecided or committed to Alabama or anywhere else. But I think this is a two-team race. It's Alabama, it's Ole Miss. There's no question Ole Miss is trying to reload this running back room. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of upperclassmen, probably a lot of dudes that are going to be gone. Probably a lot of guys that, you know, hey, this is the last dance for me. This is 2024 at Ole Miss. Going to make a run at the college football playoff, try to win a couple trophies, and I'm going to try my hand at the NFL. Shekkah Mills-Knight, absolutely. Land him. That's a hell of a start for Ole Miss. Four-star prospect. A guy that put up great numbers as a junior despite an ankle injury that kept him out a couple games. Got a chance to see him in person at the Division II AAA state championship game last year against McCauley in Chattanooga. He was as advertised. I was standing there on the sidelines with Chad Simmons, and we were both kind of looking at each other like, okay, we see it here. I think everybody kind of sees it now. He went from unranked to three-star. Now he's a four-star. I think he has a real opportunity to make some waves in the upcoming rankings update later in the year. But yeah, Ole Miss is going to want to add more than one running back. This isn't we got our guy if and when Mills-Knight picks Ole Miss.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're going to continue to go after A.K. Deer. You're going to continue to go after Jamarion Moore, the Memphis, Tennessee prospect that transferred from Germantown High School. He's now at Melrose playing for his father and his uncle, trying to rebuild that program, which was once a proud, respected, legit program in the city of Memphis. Put out a lot of talent, a lot of power four talent, guys played in the NFL. He's wanting to get back there and help rebuild that program. Committed to Missouri. It was kind of out of nowhere. A lot of people didn't expect it. He was very adamant about wanting to stay close to home, stay close to his family. He's a very tight-knit family. Everybody's really close, and he has a younger brother. He wanted to stay closer to his younger brother. But you got to tip your cap to Eli Drinkwitz and the rest of that staff. Got a commitment early. Now, can you hold on? I know a lot of people argue whether or not it's good to get that early commitment. You know, Is it good to go ahead and add them into that commitment column? Or does it kind of put you on your heels a bit where you're having to play defense the rest of the cycle, the rest of, you know, the coming months when you're playing games on Saturday, but you're also trying to combat everybody else coming for a prospect? I don't think there's any way to look at it where it's a bad thing. Commitments are commitments. It doesn't matter when they happen. You're going to have to fight and go toe-to-toe with people regardless if a guy's committed or not. But Ole Miss loves him. They love his game. They think he translates well to what they do scheme-wise. And I talked with Jamarion at the Under Armour camp earlier this year. And Ole Miss has, look, I think this is probably one of the better things about this staff is how they are so upfront and they're so honest with prospects. And Kevin Smith, Enrique Davis, Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., they have all been upfront with every prospect in the running back room. Where it's like, hey, we want multiple guys. We want you to come here. We want you to play. We're going to play you a lot. We're also going to rotate, and we're going to keep you fresh. I think that that's big. I think you see that all over college football now where you know that the tread on the tires is pretty limited. It's not something that you can just, we're just going to go, you know, get some new tires thrown on. You can't just run over to Jiffy Lube and get that done. Guys are getting worn down. The days of, you know, Ron Dane and, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson and, you know, maybe a Derrick Henry where you're just running the ball. You're a three down, sometimes a four down back, and that's it. No, like now, especially with Ole Miss, they're going to rotate everybody. You look at the running back room, I don't really think a depth chart is at play here. I think Ole Miss is going to be comfortable with Henry Parrish, Ulysses Bentley, Rashad Amos, Dominic Thomas, Logan Diggs when he's healthy. Matt Jones is going to get in the game. If you know your assignment and you know what you can do, you're going to play. And I think that that translates to recruiting as well, where Ole Miss is going after these particular prospects because they believe that they can get in the system, know what they have to do, understand their assignment, and can execute. And I think that right there, Shakai Mills-Knight, A.K. Deer, and Jamarion Morrow, those are the three names that you need to know. I've talked with several people that said that regardless of a commitment to Missouri, Ole Miss is going to continue to pursue Jamarion Morrow. Regardless of a commitment, if it happens, whenever it happens, with A.K. Deer, Ole Miss is going to continue to recruit him. Same thing with an Usman Kromah from Lee County in Georgia. Ole Miss extended an official offer to him. At one point, it came down to Florida State and Auburn. He has since taken a step back. He told Chad Simmons that he was going to take his time. When I talked to him, he said that he liked what Ole Miss had to offer, and he wants to go to a game. He wants to go check it out. He wants to see the environment inside the stadium, inside Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, which, by the way, season tickets are out. They're gone. I talked to a buddy today that asked me, season tickets all sold out? And I said, I'm not sure. Maybe. He called. They turned him away. So that atmosphere that a Kromah or a Mills-Knight or a Morrow or a Deer want to see on Saturday in Oxford, it's going to be there. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So that to me, those are the four names right now that I think you need to pay attention to in terms of running back. Cromaw is probably a little bit further down. Ole Miss is playing a little catch up there with Florida State and Auburn being out front. Georgia obviously in the mix there. He's from Leesburg, Georgia, so the Bulldogs are going to be in the mix as well. We know how that works with Georgia guys. It's kind of like Louisiana. You know, LSU can just come in the 11th hour, and more times than not, LSU's going to get the guy. Georgia, kind of the same way. And look, they've earned it. It's premier program in college football. They are the program that everyone strives to be in terms of recruiting and stockpiling talent. And Cromaw's on the list. Kirby Smart wants him, and they go after him hard enough, it's probably a good chance they can get him. But Ole Miss is going to continue to chase him and see what he looks like this fall. A lot of these two are going to be, you know, senior year evaluations where a guy like Cromaw got the official offer. Ole Miss is that's kind of, you know, maybe Ole Miss's way of letting him know, like, hey, we've got a microscope on you this fall. We want to see what you do. So I think that this running back room is going to be rebuilt through recruiting. And look, buried the lead a little bit here, but at the end of this show, got to remind you, transfer portal is still a thing. You got Logan Diggs last year. You got Rashad Amos. You got Dominic Thomas. You got Henry Parrish back. I mean, damn near the entire room, all portal guys. So I think that that's another option where, hey, maybe Ole Miss only gets one of the three or four that they want. Maybe they only get two of the three or four that they want. Always go to the portal. Always going to be somebody looking to find somewhere else to play. Maybe somebody looking for a one-year stopgap to go and showcase, and you know, a money year, a draft year, when you want to go and you want to play for a premier program. It's kind of what Rashad Amos is doing, in my opinion. I didn't talk to him about it. He didn't tell me that. But, yeah, he played at Miami, Ohio, put up some good numbers. He was wanting to go to Mississippi State at one point, and he almost went to Colorado. Power four programs. He wants to go play better competition, higher level, get some more eyeballs on him, be on TV more. I think that that's pretty viable what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to go play for a championship contender and show that he can do it on the biggest stage. So, yeah, who's to say that Ole Miss, you know, let's say they get Shekhi Mills Knight. Let's say Ole Miss gets A.K. Deere back. They're probably going to want to add one more, maybe two. If you can't get them on the recruiting trail out of high school, you're probably going to go in the portal. Ole Miss took three this cycle via the portal. So there's no – I'm not counting out Lane Kiffin, the portal king, on getting somebody else to add to this class. I know that you, the listener, are not going to do that either. Kiffin has shown that he can go and get his guy when he thinks that – he needs to add a certain piece. We saw it with Jackson Dart. We saw it with Zach Evans. We saw it this past cycle with Juice Wells. We've seen it on the offensive line. Ole Miss revamped an offensive line that brought back a lot of returning production, a lot of talent, a lot of experience, a lot of snaps. They go and add two guys from the Joe Moore Award-winning offensive line, and they get a guy, Jerquan Scott, who's extremely versatile and has played a lot of football. So no one's questioning Kiffin's bona fides when it comes to the portal. He's going to be able to, for the most part, go get whoever he wants. Now, it's not going to be everybody. Everybody else has NIL. Everybody else has collectives. Everybody else has something to offer. But Ole Miss has shown in the 5 years that Lane Kiffin has been there that it is a very attractive place to go play, especially if 2024 goes the way a lot of us think it will go. Ole Miss is in the college football playoff. Maybe they host a playoff game. They win a home playoff game. They get to the quarter, semis, whatever, gets the national championship game. That is only going to help elevate status of Ole Miss as being, you know, maybe transfer portal U, if you want to call it that. You have the portal king. Why not be the destination for people to come and play 1 or 2 years and get to the NFL? I don't think Lane Kiffin would have an issue with that. I don't think Keith Carter would. I don't think you, the listener, or you, the watcher on YouTube, if you're checking us out at the Ohm Spirit YouTube channel, I don't think anybody would care. I know people, you know, are having a difficult time adjusting to how different college football is with NIL and the portal being so prominent now. And it's not like it used to be, but in a lot of ways it still is. The collectives are there's no more under the table. There's no more, you know, backdoor the cafe deals. There's no more meeting in the middle of the night, you know, at a Fred's parking lot. Nobody's doing that anymore. you can just kind of do it all in front of everybody. I know that's difficult for some. I know people don't like it, but if anyone's adjusting on the fly and is handling it with ease, it's Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. So you have to think the running back room in particular being rebuilt from the ground up when it comes to recruiting. Lane Kiffin's your guy if you're wanting to do that. I like where Ole Miss is with Shakai Mills-Knight. Look, I still think Ole Miss is in it for A.K. Deer. I think that that's not out of the realm of possibility for him to be added back. I don't think that's crazy. I think that the Alabama noise is very real. And again, he could probably announce he's committing to Alabama while I do this show. But regardless of whether he's decided or undecided, Ole Miss is going to continue to recruit him. Ole Miss reloading this running back room that is so senior laden and tons of experience and all of that. It's going to be great for 2024, but Ole Miss is going to have to add some dudes on the recruiting trail and via the portal to keep this thing going and make it a running back destination. I know a lot of people respect what Lane Kiffin does on the ground. I think sometimes gets a little misconstrued, a little lost in the sauce with Kiffin and, oh, it's the high flying, it's the throwing the ball over the place. Nah, man, he wants to run the football. He wants to dictate pace. He wants to control the game with running the football. He's going to count numbers in the box. He's going to make sure that you've got a good matchup. And if he does, he's going to pound it. He's going to poke you in between the eyes until you figure out how to stop the inside zone or the outside zone or the zone read. And when you figure out a way to stop that, well, that's what you got. Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins and Juice Wells and Caden Priestcorn and Daquan Wright. That's what those guys are for, right? So it's a very interesting roster rebuild when it comes to the running back room. And I anticipate Ole Miss having a lot of success via the recruiting trail and the transfer portal to get ready for 2025 after this last dance season. So that's going to do it for this edition of the flagship. I do want to remind you, show is also brought to you by our friends at Roback. Go to roback.com, snag some swag, and be sure to use promo code JUICE for 20% off. And then show is also brought to you by our friends at Homefield Apparel. Check them out, homefieldapparel.com. They've got Ole Miss stuff already. You can also get a VIP box if you haven't signed up for one. They will be reloading them, as I'm sure that they, if they haven't already sold out, they probably will. Really cool stuff there from 88, 97. They got some cool designs. Go check it out, homefieldapparel.com. And when you do, use promo code LASTDANCE24 and you get 15% off. And then finally, our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group been helping us out all year as a proud sponsor of the show. Cut those health insurance premiums 20 to 30%. Give them a call, 601-953-8449, or go to usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. That's going to do it for this edition of the flagship. We will be back with you later this week with more recruiting talk. Until next time, I'm Zach. Y'all be good. We out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.